Breath Film Radio. I'm Matt McCucci from the 2016 Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Mark Higham, who is the director of Film Literacy Europe. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi there.
So, well, the first question is kind of a simple overview. What exactly is Film Literacy Europe?
Well, we work with a range of partners, mainly in Europe, helping to develop film literacy programs. In particular, we're trialling different film club models in schools and youth clubs in different countries. We've just finished some pilots in Spain, Romania and Cyprus, and then we'll be talking to governments there about rolling those out more widely in each of those countries. And we're developing some more pilots in Lithuania, Latvia and Georgia. And we're working on a couple of other projects, a project called the Empathy Project, which is working with to engage young people in discussions across communities in conflict situations, particularly in Cyprus, the Basque Country and Northern Ireland. So encouraging them to watch films from conflict and to do with peace and reconciliation over a period, and then have an exchange program between those different countries with young people, and then also for young people to be involved in making documentaries about the conflict, the seeds of the conflict, interviewing the older generation and politicians, etc., but then also the younger generation about what might be the solutions to those conflict situations. And it's not just conflict, it's also post-conflict. You know, what happens when, you know, the fighting stops but then there's still tensions, and how do those get worked out? And we're working on a project around watching films from different cultural backgrounds of young people so that they kind of understand each other more.
What I seem to understand is that cultural exchange is at the heart of all these activities. Very international.
Pretty international. I think also, you know, film gives you an insight into the lives of others, into different cultures, different ways of thinking, different subjects, etc. And I think we want to make that available for young people. And I think that the response we've had is kind of, you know, really interesting. And I think young people are hungry for more diverse and content. And fiction and documentaries. You know, there's some great documentaries out there, and I think young people respond very strongly to documentaries because they have their own sense of injustice, and so they tap into what some of those documentaries kind of expose.
Can you just give me an example of like some types of challenge that you come across in trying to make these kind of projects come to life?
I think it's more making sure that we all kind of understand the context of different countries and partners who are operating in those countries. So whether that's the education system, or whether that's to do with technical issues like broadband connections and things, or whether it's to do with attitudinal issues. But certainly we're trying to promote a kind of an understanding and tolerance with some of the programs that we're doing, and I think there's a sort of universal appetite for that.
When we talk about you use the term young people, but it's a very broad kind of range of age range, I guess.
We're working with 5 to 18 year olds. I mean, in a project like the Empathy Project I mentioned, where we're working conflict and post-conflict situations, you know, we'd be mainly looking at young people between 14 and 18, you know, who've developed some of their own thinking and are interested in learning more and also expressing their own views. I think that's what we want to empower those young people to do, is to actually be part of the solutions to things, and, you know, equip them with the storytelling and documentary making power to do that.
I wanted to go back to a point that you said made on the talk. I really liked the comparison with the storytelling. The storytelling was at the heart of education, and I'd just like to maybe elaborate on that.
Well, we started telling stories to each other around campfires when we were, you know, thousands and thousands of years ago, and it's been a source of learning for generations, and some of the best learning that we have comes through that storytelling. And I think schools can get very boring very quickly when we forget that, and there are a lot of young people who've whiled away many hours in class being absolutely bored with what they're hearing because it hasn't been told in an interesting or engaging way. And I think one of the things that film does is it brings those stories to life, bringing together lots of different art forms to communicate. So yes, you've got the written word, which is brought to life through the actors. So you've got their intonation, their emphasis, the what they don't say as much as what they do say. Obviously, their acting, you know, and facial expressions and all the other things that you take from those performances. But you then also add to it art direction and cinematography and sometimes choreography and certainly music to tell that story. That's incredibly rich. You know, and we've spent, you know, billions of pounds, dollars, euros on making films in all their different form, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars, euros and pounds, and that's an incredibly rich resource that should be available in education.
Absolutely agree. Thank you very much for taking the time off your busy schedule and talking with us.
No, it's been great. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.